A new investigation from Reuters finds that Iran is ramping up its oil exports much faster than expected after sanctions were partially lifted in January. More than two dozen European and Asian supertankers are now shipping Iranian oil. Now, remember, a worldwide oil glut led to the low gas prices Americans were enjoying, but oil prices have been inching up. There's been less concern about a glut. So what does Iran ramping up mean in that context? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. So, Jill, Iran's oil shipments have a lot to do with who the country's able to partner with. Initially, Iran struggled to find partners. Does this mean that, you know, people are not hesitant?
Well, I think there's always hesitance, but there's something that very interesting, a quirk to this, is that there was a change in how much insurance could be applied to the tankers that are carrying Iranian oil. And the International Group of P&I Clubs, that represents big ship insurers, they increased the amount of coverage from about 70 million to 100 million euros. And that very much did change the game for certain countries and their the companies that actually ship the oil on behalf of Iran. That has led to a much higher level of oil output and shipping of Iranian oil than initially expected at this point.
Yeah, well, Iran holds a little less than 10% of the oil reserves in the world. You and I have talked before about how Saudi Arabia was keeping the price of oil, you know, artificially deflated so to keep Iran from making money. So put this all in that context. I mean, what's going on now?
Well, it's kind of interesting because let's take, you know, big picture look is that oil prices are up about 80%, 80. Imagine if you bought oil back in February to where we are today, from about $27 a barrel for West Texas crude to $50. So there's a few things that have happened. One is that the world has stabilized some. The other is that while we haven't had any sort of agreement on cutting production from the OPEC producers, there are other things have occurred that have disrupted the oil market, like changes, some problems in Canada, Nigeria, Libya, all of those actually contributing. Things actually leveling out a little bit in China. But I think what's interesting is that when you look at Iran, it's not as if this at 2.5 million barrels a day, which is where they were at the pre-sanction levels, we're getting close to that now. It's not as if this is a game changer for the market, but it is another factor that changes the dynamics of the worldwide oil market. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to come to the conclusion, you know what? Saudi Arabia, it may be the biggest, but it is no longer the only voice in this world production.
Well, that is going to set off a lot of alarms that Iran has, you know, now has that voice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would say that just interestingly enough is that we don't see a lot of U.S. reinsurers. They're still not allowed to deal with Iran. We don't have a lot of shipping companies here. We are seeing Iran partner with places like India, China, and Japan. They're the big takers here. And those countries and the companies within those countries are the ones that absolutely are driving the Iranian production to the levels that we're seeing right now.
Okay, we'll continue to follow this. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, also host of Jill on Money. Thanks so much, Jill.
Great to be with you.